If receipts from the 1% countywide sales tax are any indication, 2013 has been a pretty good year. As of the 1st of September, cumulative receipts were 11.4% ahead of those over the equivalent period last year and 22% ahead of 2011. The good news, however, does not come as a complete surprise to Brady Powers, Cook County Auditor-Treasurer. According to Powers, collection of the tax began in May of 2010, so there were already months of accumulated receipts before the first bond was issued in the fall of the same year. Collections from May 2010 through April 2011 averaged $1.1 million compared to a peak of $1.2 million from the previous bond issue, which ended back in 2007. This indicated strong revenues despite the economic downturn of 2008.
My expectations were, well, this is going to probably continue to grow safely and maybe even better than safely, but we cut back our estimates even less than what we expected. So we were only putting a little over a million, not a million one or a million two, but a little over a million were our estimates as far as issuing the bonds.
As for the 2013 increase over 2012, Powers offered a couple of explanations. One is an increase in tourism and consequently in lodging revenues.
The same ones who've reported to this point of this year as of last year were up about 6.7%. And since they're paying the sales tax, that's a healthy part of that.
The other factor he highlights is an increase in construction activity around the county, citing major projects such as the Whole Foods Co-op and the broadband fiber optics installation, as well as general construction.
The general construction, if not new homes, but construction is going on. I hear a lot of the carpenters are busy, and I see some of it. People are adding on a deck, doing repairs, putting on roofs, stuff that they probably put off for a few years with the recession. So some of that is kicking in too.
Based on schedules of the current projects funded by the 1% monies, 90% of the $20 million total will be dispersed by the end of 2014, with the county obligation on the later of the two bond issues extending out to 2035. If receipts continue along their present trajectory, Powers sees an opportunity to perhaps shorten that.
Even though we're very comfortable with the revenue coming in, you really don't want to have that much debt out there. So it's really nice to be able to pay them off early in case there are other things that the commissioners want to do.
Jay Anderson, WTIP News.